In Northwest news from KPLU, the Republican National Convention is underway in Cleveland, Ohio. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is expected to be named the Republican nominee, but it has not been an easy path to the nomination for Trump, and there's been more of a focus on the delegate counts from individual states than before. Although delegates from Washington are bound to Trump because he won the primary, the majority of them from this state actually back former candidate Ted Cruz. We're going to hear from one of those delegates throughout this week as part of our election series, From the Floor. KPLU's Ariel Van Cleve introduces us to Jack Bell, who also happens to be one of the state's youngest delegates.
How did you get interested in politics, especially at the age of 18?
My grandparents really instilled the values of patriotism in me, and then my parents talk about politics a lot. So, I mean, it's not something that really started too recently, but as far as getting involved, turning 18 was that turning point when I can actually get out and actually do something. So when I turned 18, I made sure that I was at the precinct caucuses. And mostly I was just there to kind of see the process. But the lady next to me, her name was Joan Houch, and I was talking to her, and she ended up being my precinct committee officer and elected me to be a delegate from our precinct.
What is it exactly about the Republican Party that resonates with you, that interests you? Because I'm curious, there are a lot of 18-year-olds that maybe you would hear more about going toward Democratic Party as opposed to Republican Party. And I'm just wondering, what rings for you?
Well, I mean, it kind of helps having parents that are Republicans. So,
right.
I mean, you tend to go with your parents. But the conservative message is just one that resonates with me as far as like economics. And then even from a social standpoint. Although a lot of my friends were on Bernie Sanders' side, I mean, it's surprising coming from such a liberal background of, I mean, Olympia High School. It's weird. It turns out that most of my friends, well, my close friends, are actually conservative like me, and I didn't even know anything about it until this election cycle.
And then all of a sudden, you guys are sitting around and talking about this, and you're realizing, oh, you think the way that I think. That's kind of cool.
Exactly.
So why don't we leave the politics for just a second? And I want to know just more about you as a person. You know, you said you're just getting out of high school. You're going into university. You're still trying to kind of figure out your way and what you're doing. First of all, what are you going to be studying?
Right now, what I'm thinking about is majoring in poli-sci and economics.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Possibly a minor in finance.
You're a very responsible seeming person. I'm sure, you know, if I asked your mom, maybe it'd be a little bit different. But from the outside looking in, what do you do for fun?
Well, I was the quarterback for Olympia High School.
There you go.
So, I mean, I had that. When the season ended, then I kind of got more into politics because I had more time. Something else that 18-year-olds probably don't do is I watch the news every day.
Have you ever been called a nerd, Jack? Has anyone ever said that to you?
Maybe a few times.
Why don't you give us an idea of what your day might look like at the convention? Because I think that a lot of us kind of understand what goes on at a national convention, but do you have a sense of what day-to-day operation will be like on your part?
Well, I mean, they're going to keep us busy. We're going to have probably get up in the morning pretty early, and then we have a breakfast with the rest of the delegation, and so that'll kind of be an organizer. And then throughout the rest of the day, there's several activities for us to be involved in. And then I don't think the floor actually starts until later in the afternoon, and then there's an evening session as well. I'm not going to be going out trying to convince people to vote a certain way. I think people are going to have their minds made up by now. I mean, these are delegates at the national convention. They're fairly politically motivated, and they already know where they're going to lean.
You are a Ted Cruz supporter, but, you know, are you also of the mind that you just want to back what's best for the party as opposed to which candidate? I think that that's a debate that's been going on for a lot of folks, and I'm wondering where you stand on that.
I came into this process as a Ted Cruz delegate, and I feel that I would be sacrificing my values if I was to change. Now, I was elected as a Cruz delegate, and therefore I have the responsibility to remain a Cruz delegate. That being said, Washington's going to be bound on the first ballot. And it's going to be over after the first ballot, and Trump's going to win.
But you can at least have those ideals of, I came here with this, and this is what I stand for, and this is what I would want.
My goal is not to have Ted Cruz magically be the nominee. I think a lot of conservatives realize that. But my goal is to further a youth movement. There's this idea, especially in millennials, that the Republican Party isn't inclusive. And it's just not true. I mean, I've been shown nothing but support throughout this process. I mean, I came in a complete outsider. I didn't know anybody. And they just welcomed me with open arms. And it's been incredible.
That was State Delegate Jack Bell speaking with KPLU's Ariel Van Cleve. We'll be hearing his view of the Republican National Convention throughout this week.